Well, now we're going to start building the good news case. And there's three major areas we need to address when moving to regaining our health or to maintaining our health. The first area is we have to consume living whole food nutrients that support a living body. Hmm. Because the body works on raw materials that are provided by living whole foods. Living foods contain thousands and thousands and thousands of phytonutrients, which are basically plant nutrients. And these are vital and necessary in order for the body to regenerate itself, to heal itself, to have that degree of health we want. So we have to address that one issue. The other issue that we have to address is all these chemicals we've talked about that are lodged in the body. We have to clean them out. We have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of what's poisonous on an internal level. And there's a third area, which I haven't mentioned yet, which is the most exciting thing that we're going to be talking about very soon, is we have to address the bacteria imbalance and their functions that are taking place in the body, because they're going to help us do all these things.
Okay.
Sounds great.
So let me read you a couple of medical comments that kind of support what we're saying right now. This is a quote from Allison M. Haas. She's an MD, and she's a founder and medical director for the Preventive Medical Center of Marion, which is a county in California. And she says, quote, "Through my 25 years in medical practice and healthcare, I have come to believe that the cleansing detoxification process is the missing link in Western nutrition and one of the keys to real healing. I have seen hundreds of patients over the years transform regular or persistent illness into health and greatly improve vitality." So we said we have to address the cleansing process. One of the most renowned health experts in the world is Dr. Bernard Jensen. Many of you probably have heard of him. He's the author of many popular health books. And he says, and I quote, "In the 50 years I've spent helping people to overcome illness, disability, and disease, it has become crystal clear that poor bowel management lies at the root of most people's health problems. In treating over 300,000 patients, it is the bowel that inevitably has to be cared for any effective healing to take place."
Right. So how does the bowel directly relate to nutrition?
This leads us into the third area I talked about, the bacteria kingdom.
Okay.
And as we started this conversation, I said we have to address the cause of all of our problems, not the symptoms. And we'll find at the base of all life on this planet and in our body is the bacteria kingdom. In other words, no life can exist on this planet if the bacteria aren't in the soils. Because if the bacteria aren't in the soils, the plants don't grow. The plants don't grow and release oxygen in the air and don't feed us, basically. We all die off. All life as we know it dies off on this planet. It's the same within the bowel. Within our bowels, there's over 2.5 kilos of bacteria. There are 100 trillion bacteria in your body. In fact, it outnumbers the cells of your body. And they're responsible for every major function in the human body. If we look back at our definition of nutrition, one of the things we talked about was ingestion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about the body's ability to be able to utilize the nutrients and transport the nutrients. Well, one of the major functions of the bacteria is to break nutrients down, make nutrients available in a form that the body can utilize. So if you think in your mind of taking a house and reducing it to the size of a grain of sand, that's basically what bacteria does with food. It reduces that food into a form that can be absorbed through the intestinal lining into our bloodstream and then transform throughout the body to nourish the body. Since basically most of your nutrients are delivered to the body through the bloodstream, they have to be absorbed through the intestines. And if the intestines are blocked or polluted and haven't been cleaned out and it blocks nutrient absorption, then the body falls into all matter of dis-ease because it's not being fed the raw materials it needs to heal itself, regenerate itself, or obtain health.
And there's so many detox programs out now, so it's obviously catching on. People are catching on. It's becoming popular, isn't it, this concept of cleaning out the liver, cleaning out the bowels. What is the most natural and efficient way for the body to do that?
Well, it's important here that people eat foods with a lot of fiber in them because fiber has been designed to go through and scrape and clean out the colon. The other thing is to eat foods that are very high in chlorophyll, because chlorophyll is nature's way of detoxifying us.
So you mean green leafy vegetables and...
Yes. Yeah. Chlorophyll is basically the blood of a plant, and it's been identified as nature's best detoxifier. That's why you see a lot of wheatgrass fasts and wheatgrass juices or these different grasses that are very green that are used in the cleansing process. But more importantly, after you cleanse, you have to rebuild the bacterium balance within the body, because that gets cleaned out in the whole process.